Stopcast is an explicit rated podcast that will contain foul language, sexual references, and poorly timed jokes. The Stopcast crew is not responsible for missing farm animals or recurring charges from your therapist.
Stopcast.
Stopcast.
Stopcast. Jay.
Mike.
Pac-Man.
Stopcast Podcast. To hear a show. God.
God. Well, welcome to Stopcast. This is episode number 310.
Guess what? It's January 8th, 2017.
Certainly is. Happy New Year. We want to also mention our sponsors at enginenjn.com, along with reminding everybody that our email address is stopcast@gmail.com. We've got a couple emails to go through in a little bit. If you want the phone number, 209-845-7867. If you want to give us a call and leave a voicemail, you're more than welcome. We've got a couple news topics to discuss, and some email, and yeah, that's about it. We'll do a little weekly recap here because we've been gone for a couple weeks and get caught up on what everybody's been doing, so... There's no other announcements anybody has to make. We can get right into that.
Negative.
Alrighty.
What?
What did you do this week?
How's the last couple weeks been for you guys? Pretty good? Eventful? Mike?
Good Christian.
Back?
No, go ahead. Let me interrupt you. I had a good Christmas.
I was waiting for you. Just fucking go, man.
Got all kinds of goodies. And,
yeah?
Yeah. Of course, my birthday was right after Christmas. So
that's right.
Got me a pair of Tony Lama ostrich skins that I've been wanting.
Nice.
Got a... what the fuck's it called? Razer Black Widow Unlimited keyboard.
Okay.
From my mom.
Cool.
Of course, I got the Razer Naga. I got, and you know, all my Yeti. I got about $3,000 worth of computer accessories with a 10-year-old Dell XPS that I've been playing on for years.
Yeah.
I was like, I think it's time to upgrade. So I went to Alienware.com and I started building a computer. Now, I'm not the biggest computer savvy person in the world, so I was clicking on shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's good, that's good. Well, you guys know how they have like a chat window, can I help you kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I typed in there something and asked a question, and this guy's like, well, what are you wanting to put in it, like graphics card-wise? I said, I want two Titan X's in this motherfucker. He said, do you have a phone number where I can contact you? Yeah. I'll give you my phone number. He calls me.
Okay.
And he said, so you're wanting two Titan X's? I said, yeah. I said, all I really want, I want the two Titan X's, and I want at least 16 gigs of RAM. I said, everything, all that other shit, I don't care. Fill it in with whatever you fucking recommend.
Yeah.
So that's what he did. I ended up with 32 gigs of RAM.
Holy shit.
900, with gigabytes or whatever, of the SSD.
Oh, yeah.
And two Titan X's. And somebody's got about six fans in it. LEDs everywhere.
Yeah.
Cost me $5,000, but I tell you what, I'm gonna look for something. And I got the 30-inch curved Samsung monitor, 4K monitor.
Oh, goddamn.
So it's something that I didn't know, which I knew it would help me with the WoW load times, and I don't even see them. They go,
yep.
Don't even see them.
It's crazy.
But something that I did not know that it would help me on is in Overwatch. How you can't pick the same characters anymore.
Right.
When you go in.
Yeah.
So I have no problem picking whatever character I want.
Yeah.
You're the first one.
I'm the first one in there. And literally when I pick my character, it's 10 seconds before anybody else gets in to choose anything. Which that's I didn't awesome. Even think about. But Big Game Hunter loves to play Symmetra. I like to play Symmetra on defense. Yeah. Well, guess what? He don't pick Symmetra unless I want him to pick Symmetra. So, and I have improved, and this ain't no shit, 10 times better on Overwatch.
Yeah.
There's no lag with this monitor and this computer. Like, even that little fraction of a lag that you don't even notice, it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm really quick on shit. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And the curved screen, like, makes looks like you can look, like, further side to side.
Huh.
And it's more at you than if, you know, it seemed like it's way away from you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love this fucking computer. Only if I had, like, a really good fucking internet to push it. Of course, you know, I still don't have... I have decent internet, but it's not the best out here. Yeah, 4K porn. Yeah, you see pimple. But I've got all that. Got all of it set up. Rocking 5 monitors. I don't even know what to do with the other 2. So I just put pictures and stuff up there. So I am going to upgrade my internet because I want some better internet. But it's expensive as hell, but oh well. I don't really need it. It just took me a while to download everything. Of course, you know, when you get a new computer, you have to download every damn thing. It took a while. Like, World of Warcraft was, you know, about 18 hours.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Download it. And that's just because of the internet. But
yeah.
And that's not saying, you know, the whole time I was 12, 13 hours I was going to work, that her and the kids and everybody wasn't on Netflix and tablets and everything else, just juicing the fuck out of everything, too. But I love it. I got so much shit going on, I don't even know what to fucking do with it now. And I'm not a computer guru, is whatever you want to call it, and know a lot about a lot. I mean, I know enough to get me by, but I thought I got a pretty good deal with everything that I got, because, I mean, it's got everything in it.
Yeah.
And that I can put everything on that SSD pretty much with that much space. And, yeah, it's a big difference. I remember when you bullshitted with Mike about the... And, of course, me and Mike both bitching about the load screen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
There is none.
Right.
There is none. With the shit that I got, it literally, when I load in, I'll set myself in Dollar Run usually. And when I load in, you'll see the bar go like this, and then it's off. I don't even have time to read the first word of the hint or whatever he gives it. So I'm loving that. Love my new computer. As far as raiding... we've downed everything. Heroic, everything's done. Trials of Valor's done. We're just waiting for Nighthold. And we're actually going to get to start on it when everybody else does. We're not going to slack off and wait a few weeks. We're actually going to start it the day it comes out.
Yeah.
So, and you know, even us clearing Heroic, I mean, I guess we consider ourselves a Heroic Raiding Guild.
Yep.
For a bunch of fucking PvPer and fucking... wannabe PvPers, whatever the fuck you want to call us, that's pretty damn good to be a Heroic. Go from nothing, just PvPing, to nobody had raided in fucking years,
mm-hmm.
to forming a own guild and raiding and being, you know, a Heroic raiding guild.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked at numbers at other people, not like the big Mythic Raider guys, but, you know, the other Heroic raiding teams, our DPS is just as good as anybody's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Heals is pretty good. Raid Legion's fucking terrible. But I don't know who to blame for that shit. But, I mean, even after we finished TOV the other night, we went in and was just one-shotting everything in Heroic, and we went to the Vagina Eye boss and went in one time. That's the first time we'd done that. Just the first time he ain't killed it. Didn't have to go back out and come back in. So, we've been doing that. We've all got back into Overwatch pretty hard. We've been playing Overwatch about every day.
Cool.
Having fun with that. I personally got back into Hearthstone. I spent too much money in this shit just to let it go. But if you don't, it seems to me like if you don't play a priest, you ain't shit. So, been working up on that. Real life shit. Working. Yeah. Working for a living. Now that the first of the year's kicked in, you know, we've got our cost of living raise, and I'm making my actual full amount, and I was bitching about this in Discord the other day. I got my check, and I paid $1,100 in taxes this week.
Jeez.
For federal. It's just federal.
Yeah.
And all I ask, if they're going to do that to me every week, if they're going to take $1,000 from me every week, send me a picture of the ghetto welfare family that I'm supporting for that. You know, I want the kids to look all sad and got shaggy clothes and shit on. You know, show me what I'm supporting. You know, don't just say, I'm taking your money. You're not going to, you know how, like, if you donate your 17 cents a day to them kids in Africa, they'll send you a picture of them. Right. I want my picture of whoever they are. I want my picture. So, fuck the government. Anyway, that's about it. Oh, yeah, one big thing, and it's just in the works. It's nothing guaranteed right now. Is I think we're probably going to build a new house.
Oh, really?
No shit.
Yeah, I think we're going to go to Bowling Green.
Okay.
Yeah. Mike knows. Y'all know where Bowling Green's at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's where the Corvette plant, all that shit's at.
Oh, yeah.
We just kind of want to get out of here. I mean, I've got the farm here, of course. I can come back anytime, and it's only 40 minutes down the road. I'm not moving. I can't move away from my mom too much. I'm a mama's boy. I ain't afraid to fucking admit it. And, because I'm down, I see my mom every day. Every day. If I don't, I feel weird. So it'll just have to be a phone call instead of a personal visit, I guess. But the schools are so much better. Cost of living's like triple what it is here, but it is what it is with this new job. It's not going to be a problem.
Yeah.
We just, I don't know, man. There's not shit to do around here unless you want to do outdoorsy stuff, which is fine. But, you know, as far as restaurants, you know, places to go listen to live bands and shit, I want that shit at my back doorstep instead of having to drive so damn far.
Yeah.
So, and Bowling Green's one of them places where it's, you know, just as good as we're here. You know, we're a little bit closer to Nashville, only an hour from Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it puts you out about an hour and 45 minutes from Louisville, but still you're in the mix of shit. So, yeah, thinking about building a new house.
Well, Susie's got to be almost done with school, too, right?
Man, I don't even open up that fucking can of worms.
All right.
I feel like I have spent and spent. Because she don't know anything. She's not in any student debt whatsoever. We've paid as we went for her. But it's been 5 years.
No shit.
Like, bitch, you better be a heart surgeon by the time you get it. I don't even know what she's doing. She switched her majors at least 4 times.
Oh, no.
At least. Well, I can switch it to this, but all this stuff still counts. Make up your fucking mind. And do it. Because it's this. God, it's too much money, man. It's a money pit like I have. I could then see. I've always wanted a Corvette my whole life, and I'm going to buy me one, a brand spanking new one, but I can't because of her. You know what? She looked at the new Camaras the other day, the new Camaras, and it was like $60,000 for the one that she was wanting. I'm like, if you didn't go to school, could have bought you that. Would have been yours. But you fucked up. But anyway, that's about all I did for the week. What'd you do, Mike?
I'm glad I brought that up. let's see. How far back do we go? Right before Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Had a pretty low-key Christmas. It was nice and quiet. We actually got away with pulling off the whole we're not going to buy for the adults this year thing. So that was kind of nice. Aside from my brother-in-law and my sister, who have to buy knickknacks for every single person, which is whatever. I'm going to deal with that, whatever. So I bought my brother-in-law a case of beer, wrapped it up, said, here you go. Got my sister a thing of lotion, said, here you go. And they handed out theirs because they were all excited that they thought they were going to be able to be handing out gifts. They do this every year. We're not going to buy for each other, okay? Because we just buy for the nieces and nephews and all that shit, grandkids, whatever. And but they always seem to try to sneak in one gift just to say they got you something because they don't want to show up empty-handed. All right. And I'm perfectly fine not buying anybody anything. I love Christmas. It's my favorite season of all of them, but I don't. I buy my kids shit. I buy your kids shit. I don't give a fuck about you. I just want to hang out and drink some beer. That's about it. But, yeah, we finally got to get even with them after last year where they caught us in that lie. And so that was kind of rewarding to see that, oh, you guys actually, you got us stuff. Oh,
yeah.
Man, fuck you, man. But Other than that, it went pretty good. We got the kids the little Xbox One, and I still really haven't touched that thing that much.
Yeah.
The kids have been playing a few different games. Unraveled is a very interesting but beautiful game.
Huh.
Complicated kind of puzzle platformer. Neat game. Got myself NHL 17, so I played a little bit of that. Haven't played much console in a long fucking time. It feels weird. It feels real weird.
Yeah.
And I picked up Overwatch for the X-Bone.
Yeah.
Not easy.
No?
Mm-mm. Not easy.
I don't
see
people play on controllers.
I played for just a very little bit with Soldier 76, and then I went right to Reinhardt, and then I fucking wrecked shop. I had like a fucking 19 kill streak. Mm. I died once after that, and it was, well, I mean, I'm playing guy who's played this game quite a bit, understands the maps and all that stuff, and going up against other level 2, level 5 people.
Right.
On the whole.
Yeah.
I mean, we had two team kills within 45 seconds. It had to have been. Where it pops up, team kill.
Yeah.
And team kill comes up the second time. It was like she's a little more excited the second time around.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, they got their fucking asses handed to them. It was rough. But I played two matches of that on the Xbox and haven't touched it since.
Hmm.
Other than that, we had for New Year's, my brother-in-law and his wife and my mother and father-in-law came up and we did our Christmas then. Of course, I'm working steady every day now. There's like no slow in my go right now.
Hmm.
Got another 2 hours from home drive to get to work every day, which is fucking awesome. Still kind of fighting with my forester about that. And the ground we're working on right now is spectacular. We got like 6 inches of snow, fluffy, beautiful snow. And then on top of that, we got this ice layer. It's about an inch thick. I mean, it's, and you can grab it. You can punch your hand. You ever seen Eskimos build an igloo? Where they take and they chisel out the fucking snow and they pull out a big fucking square. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can do that. And you stick your hands in the fucking snow and you chisel yourself out a fucking square. You lift that fucker up. It's nasty shit. And then on top of that, you got another 8 inches of nice, fluffy, beautiful snow. So you have this unbelievable combination of ground insulation. So you can go out in the woods right now, anywhere you want. Just pick a spot. Take your boot, take your hand, shovel, whatever the fuck, and you clean it right off the ground, and you can stick your fingers in the dirt. There ain't anything frozen anywhere.
Mm.
And we are dependent on that frozen ground in the wintertime. Dependent. Our financial stability depends on frozen ground this time. They want us to get into the swamps. They want us to get into everywhere. I got my caterpillar in about a 4-foot fucking hole yesterday morning that scared the ever-living shit out of me.
Wow.
I was a little worried I wasn't coming back out. And it was a 6-mile walk back to my pickup.
Mm.
And nobody is looking for me.
Right.
So it's, I mean, and that was at about 12:30. And I had till 4 to get back to my pickup. So, I mean, I would have made it back there by the time it was go home time.
Yeah.
But in the meanwhile, nobody's coming over to look for me.
Right.
That's just how it works. Everybody else has got shit to do. So, yeah, I got to talk to my forester again tomorrow to let him know things are not going well for me out there.
Mm.
And there's some other politics going on up at this paper mill up here right now that I'll get into in another show. But, yeah, it's a little frustrating. I'm very tired, very irritable. The kids and Darcy got to experience a little bit of that today. Grumpy Mike was set the fuck in at the house today. Fucking Ryer. Really pushed me through a controller for the Xbox. I didn't snap, but I came pretty fucking close.
Mm.
All I wanted him to do is go brush his damn teeth. He didn't want to do it because he was playing Minecraft on there. So he took, slams the controller down, the cover pops off, batteries go. Said, you are fucking done. Boom, off he goes running. Hides in his room for a while. So he has a tendency, if he's got something in his mitts, and he gets pissed off, it usually goes for a ride. So he takes after his old man.
Yeah.
But, shit, what the hell else do we do? Christmas was good. New Year's was good. Went and saw that Passengers movie the other night. That was good.
Yeah.
I love me some Jennifer Lawrence. Good God, that woman. Mm. Oh, me. Fuck.
Kentucky Jesus. Woman.
God damn. Let's see. Just work. Just crazy work. Playing a lot of Overwatch on the side in between raid nights and stuff right now. A lot of just solo play. I did the new Oasis map.
Oh, did you finally do it?
Yeah. Well, because my stupid fucking ass doesn't read no patch notes or anything like that, so I'm just queuing quick plays like, man, when am I ever going to get the fucking Oasis map? When do we play that? No, yeah. You got to go into arcade to do that.
No, you don't. You'll get it in quick play.
I never got it.
It takes forever. I finally got it today, but yeah, I said the same thing to you. Somebody was in there, and I said, man, I never get this fucking new map. And they're like, oh, you got to be in arcade. Or I said, somebody said something about you got to be in arcade, and the girl that was in there said, no, you don't. It just takes a while to get it. And sure enough, Steph can back me up on this. We was playing today, and we got it. Just in regular, yeah. You will get it, but, man, it's far and few between on your rotation of your maps.
I didn't mind it. It seemed like a decently designed board. It's not...
just another, you know, protect point thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't say too much about it. I healed it, and the team I was with fucking wrecked the fuck out of the other team. So, I only healed. I was playing Mercy, and I only had one res the whole time in the two different matches that we did.
Wow.
So, I mean, nobody died. Hmm. Like, one guy fucking died. Well, two guys died. I got one right as he died, and the second one died immediately after I hit my res, and I was like, ah, damn it, and he laughed. He's like, fucker, we waited 2 more seconds. Too quick on Big that likes, res. I'm like,
Big likes to talk shit to the other people, and then when they end up beating us, and it makes us all feel like assholes. Like, quit talking shit.
Yeah.
Throw us in with you.
Oh, God. I wait till... I used to do the same thing with trade chat, though, in Warcraft, and where I don't say much, I don't get chirpy, until one person starts throwing a fucking hissy fit about something, and then I just go after them. It's just constant. But
I don't talk shit no more.
Little stress reliever. I usually just talk shit to them until they quit.
I'd talk a little shit to Guilty, but yeah. I don't talk too much shit anymore because I'm not as good at games as I used to be.
Well, I don't ever talk about skill, more like what their mom's doing.
I've ran into a few of those.
That doesn't come out until it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
Yo mama. But it's been pretty fun. Rating kind of hit or miss. We had a really long stint where we were short a couple of people for our regular roster. Where, I mean, it's holidays were fucked up for us, so Storm was gone for a while. We were missing another one of our melee who do pretty solid DPS, and Turi seemed to have something going every time we were wanting to raid between the holidays. So some of our big hitters just were not around. So we got some shit done, but not as much as we never did get to clear TOV on heroic, but God, we just did not hit it very hard either. I think we went in there like once on heroic and like, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't fuck with it either.
Yeah.
We're just kind of taking a chill break and kind of just running through heroic again until Nighthawk comes out.
Yeah, and we'll jump into that. I still haven't looked at a fucking thing. Not a strategy, not nothing. So it's that's going to have to come next week. But, you know, we had an event the other night we called Artifacts and Underpants. And we got 2 5-mans together because that was all the guys that wanted to PvP. And we took off all our clothes, all our rings and all our necklaces, and we queued for war games, 5v5, and with just our artifacts, and got fucking destroyed by Jay's team. with Storm, and who was your other one? Deathstro.
Deathstro.
Was making, oh my God.
Those Hellstones were huge.
Yeah, the Hellstones were huge, but fucking Stormheart, man, he just... Stormcleave, just fucking wrecking. She's a fury warrior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, one hitting me, just fucking whack, dead, whack. I mean, of course, we don't have no fucking armor on, so it was kind of fun. But it was a good time. It was the first time we've done anything unusual outside of raiding for quite a while, so that was a good time. What was one of the new maps we did? Was there a new battleground?
Yeah, the one, I don't remember the name of it, though. There was new ones for this expansion.
It was weird. Like an arena, not a battleground.
Arenas, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, that was fun. And
then we did something different. We did do some arenas.
Yeah, we tried some...
queued for some...
since there was 10 of us. Oh my god, it was bad. We got fucking stomped. It wasn't even fucking funny. We got stomped. But we got, in our defense, we did get Battle for Gilneas like 3 times.
Right, yeah.
And the other team was, I mean, we just put our group together and said, let's just go fuck off. And the other teams are just like, real strategy worked out. And if you don't have a good system for Battle for Gilneas, you're not going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. You can kind of fuck around with some of the other maps a little bit, but that one, I just feel like if you don't have a perfect strat down for that and a good team, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So we got our asses kicked in that. But it was still fun. Everybody had a good time. Yeah. And then last Thursday, we did a farm night where we didn't raid. We didn't do anything. We just got on our gatherers and ran around and picked a bunch of herbs. So we had a whole bunch of cauldrons ready for when Nighthold comes out. So it was actually not a unproductive evening. Me and Vannon ran around and picked some ore, managed to get a bunch of gems to throw in the bank for the jewel crafters for upgrade gear that comes along, and kind of beef ourselves up there a little bit. The only thing, we have lots of enchanting mats, so we're doing all right there, but mm-hmm. we're always running herbs, like just a little bit behind on that, because we run 3 hours on our raid, so anybody that's not an alchemist has to have a third flask. So we take a cauldron with 15 people, you can take 2 flasks out of that cauldron a piece, take one, use one, take another one, and you keep it in your inventory. But it expires by that second hour. You still need one more, so we got to try to keep a few more on hand. So we needed to get some mats up. So that was a good time to run around, just bullshit, and kind of cool just to do something outside of raid that we have not done in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about it. How about you, Jay?
Christmas, New Year's stuff was pretty standard. Christmas at the in-laws was pretty loud and a lot of people, and glad all that's done. New Year's I spent up Mike's neck of the woods up there and
hang out a little while.
Got nice. To hang out a little bit. Yep. Let's see. Yeah, got the kids on Xbox One. Haven't picked mm-hmm. up Overwatch yet, but I'm sure I will pretty soon.
Y'all bought y'all's kids an Xbox One like I bought my kids an Xbox One.
Yeah. Yep.
Just like that.
Yep. Just like that. what else? Not too much else. Just working. And in May, I finally got accepted to the master's program for.
Yes.
So I'll be starting that in May. So that'll be, unfortunately, it's going to be a raid night. So we'll have to figure that out.
Fuck. You have to switch your raid night?
Yeah. The classes fall on either Tuesdays or Thursdays. So when I figure out what class is coming up, I'll have to let you know.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. Or recruit.
I quit. I'm not carrying this raid team.
Yeah. I started playing Battlefield 1 a couple weeks ago. I downloaded it last week, I think it was, and had a few people at work that play it and suggested it, and so I bought into that, and I've been playing that quite a bit, having a lot of fun with that. It's, you know, if you like Call of Duty and you like first-person shooters and multiplayer, you know, fast-paced style games, it's a lot of fun in that World War II setting or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time. So I've been having some fun with that. Playing a little Overwatch here and there. Me and Mike had a good night the other night when we was that one team where we got 2 team kills like right away.
Was
you remember that?
Was that what that was? I thought it was when I was playing the Xbox.
No, but,
that must have been when it was.
Could have been when you were playing Xbox too, but yeah, we had that one night where we had the 2 team kills right away and just kept them locked up. So that was a lot of fun.
Well, that was who's that playing?
You're on.
Roadhog,
yep.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
Fuck, we had that one all over and like record time.
I know. Yeah, it was good.
Bastards.
Other than that, yeah, just looking forward to Raid and the new Raid coming out. I don't know what I heard. 715 is coming out. What, Tuesday?
Tomorrow, yeah.
And then, is there any estimates?
Still no patch notes.
Oh, there's no patch notes.
Still no patch notes.
Wow, that's surprising.
Not that I know of.
Oh, they are hammering off some last
shit. There wasn't
shit then.
As of this morning. There was not any patch notes.
Oh wow.
What the fuck? Makes no fucking sense.
No. Okay.
Wait, my camera got like suit. There we go. It was like super blaring white for a minute there.
Yeah, it was. It was radiant.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost coming.
Right.
Yeah. I just farted.
Speaking of farted, we got some news to talk about just a little bit.
All right.
If you want to get into that at all.
Let's tear it up.
All right.
Here's some news that really sucks. Probably about some Warcraft stuff. No one even gives a fuck. Warcraft news.
So I just threw this in there to talk about because the new Diablo season came out. I don't really play Diablo. Somebody at work was talking about it and how it's the new special event that's going on this month is pretty cool. And then Caleb mentioned it too the other night when we were on, and he said it was pretty cool too. It's like you take a portal and there's like this old school like 8-bit world or something. I don't know. I don't know a lot of details about it, but Caleb liked it and I heard it's pretty cool. So go check that out if you're a Diablo fan.
Hearthstone too. Hearthstone's got a secret cow level you can go into.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. That's yep. Pretty neat. Fight the cow king.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. And he just sits there and says moo and plays a bunch of cows. Yep. It's the tavern brawl for the week. You got to defeat this mysterious traveler or whatever, and he's got three secrets. Once you get them all discovered, then it'll send you into the secret cow portal to fight the cow king. Then you defeat him, and then good job. That's it. Freya said something. I think he was putting something in WoW with it, or did, or was going to. An event you get a piece of gear a week off of.
I haven't seen
a secret cow level or something.
You're going to do that in 715?
Maybe.
Yeah. Just for what I heard.
Any guesses?
Well, anything extra to do besides
what?
Oh, guesses on what?
I was going to say, any guesses on when 7.2 is coming out?
When the hell did I put on the calendar? I had a good guess.
Did you?
Brand game. Yeah.
Did you have a guess on 715?
No, I didn't have a guess on 715. I figured we'd get I guess 7.2 not this week, but the following. My guess was for the 17th. Because I think that was one of the last days I had heard them say this is when we want to get it out. Yeah.
That's when they're dropping Nighthold though, 17.
Yeah.
You got something right there.
Yeah.
So, I'm guessing. I mean, I hope that's what I got on the calendar. Otherwise, I'll have to figure something else out for Tuesday night.
Yeah. All right. Any other news or anything you guys want to talk about, gaming related or not?
No, I don't think I was. You know, after 2 weeks, I feel super unprepared for show tonight. I'm fucking like after 2 weeks, just out of the groove of it. So.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, the nice thing is we had a whole bunch of listener-submitted content to go through, so...
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we can jump right into that if you're ready.
Yeah, ready.
I'm ready.
Time to open up the inbox. I'm gonna have a message or not. Now a long voicemail, and now a loving email. Gonna hear some dumbass thoughts. Oh, not. But probably so.
So, we got a couple emails. Mike, you want to read the first one?
Yeah. Season's greetings, one and all. Quick questions. Jay, server, network, database, desktop, or all? Been curious about that. I do some of each, mostly server, 2012, R2, and SAN shit, VNX. I have no idea what the fuck he just said.
Keep reading.
Pack, bought my first handgun, Glock 17, third gen. Agree or disagree? Mike, trees are our friends. Why cut them down? Also, you dipshits are... missing the best quotes from Slapshot. Listen to the fucking song! Brought their fucking toys! May want to play the whole thing about 1 minute, or was it 1 hour 45? 1:45. I think
your wife sucks pussy. She's a dyke. I know. She's a lesbian.
I love you guys. And if you ever want to come to Northwest Illinois, need a place to crash, you're always welcome at my place. XOXOXOXOXOXOXAN. PSS, my best vacation twice was to northern Minnesota, Lake Vermilion. Auntie had a cabin there on an island. I was young, but my best fishing times ever. Okay. Jump back up to the top. Jay?
Yeah.
What the fuck did he just say?
He's just asking what kind of IT stuff I work on. Server stuff, mostly. Servers and SAN stuff. That's what I primarily work on. Interesting note, speaking about work, I applied for a different position within my company and got offered that. So,
oh shit.
I will be moving positions. Same type of stuff, working in a different part of the company though. So it'll be a little change of scenery. And
so you'll have a new supervisor?
Yep, I'll have a new supervisor, new manager, new director. One of the same directors, but yeah, it'll be a new chain of command, and should be kind of interesting. I'll be traveling a little bit more.
Nice.
Yeah, going out and doing a little bit of traveling on the company dime, so that's always fun. But yeah, so more to come on that. But yeah.
Yeah. Stiffy says Chicago 2017. I don't know if I told you guys or not. I think we're all going to try to meet up in Chicago for a weekend this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I already got two vacations planned before I have to make up for going to BlizzCon and Campathon, so you can count me out.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
Depends on when it goes. I know we're going to Texas beginning of March, and then we'll see. I don't know. We're gonna probably make a trip down around PAX Place sometime in spring too. Mm-hmm. Come down, maybe come down like for down around turkey season, maybe.
There you go.
Down,
come on,
some turkeys. Go down to Nashville for a night or something.
There you go. But yeah, I think we're going to try to do that just a weekend in the good part of Chicago.
That'd be
fun. What part of Chicago? Chicago is
good. You know, I just ate my fucking words. I just about ate my words. In his email, if you ever need a place to stay in Illinois, I'd be like, I'm never fucking going to Illinois. And see, I put that in there. Chicago, I'm like, oh shit, yeah, we are going to Illinois. But yes, for my question, Glock 17, 3rd gen, any Glock's a good one. Glock's a Glock. Glock is a Glock because it's a Glock.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's just fun to say, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you're asking me if it's the best choice, depends on what you're doing.
Right.
Just going out and shooting around, awesome gun. Good target practicing gun. Carry, this is my absolute personal opinion. I only personally carry a revolver.
Okay.
Because revolvers will not fuck up. Revolvers will not jam. When it comes to life or death, I want at least 6 sure shots, then a clip of 15, and just a maybe. If you catch my drift.
Yeah.
And if you're ever in those situations, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'd rather have 6 sure things than 12 maybes.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, Glock. I've got Glocks. I've got everything. So yeah, Glock's a good choice for shooting around, except. But you also didn't say exactly what caliber. But,
yeah, I was just going to ask that. Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
what does the Glock 17 come in?
It's 45, pretty sure.
Yeah.
Don't make me think. 45 or 9.
Consensus disagree, though, right?
We'll make Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He says agree, disagree. Agree.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's a good gun. It's not something I would carry, like I said, but out shooting the shit, hell yeah. Glock's a good gun. Very durable. Good.
All right. Trees are friends. Why cut them down? Well, you'd think they're our friends, but there's always been this stupid secret of if they make a sound when nobody's around. Yeah, you're fucking right. They scream like motherfuckers when they hit the ground. Trust me. That's the best part of cutting them down.
Yeah. Listening to the trees scream.
No! Yeah, fuck them.
You seen the trees in the Wizard of Oz? Them some bitches are evil.
Yeah,
they're ornery motherfuckers.
Throw fucking apples at you and shit.
Mm-hmm. Get even. Get even. That's what I say.
Go find a big forest and go walk around there at night. You'll see how friendly trees are.
Well, here's the funny thing. We're just fighting back the immigrants up here. So all the deciduous forests are moving in. They're growing. They're proceeding north. So we're just trying to keep them south. That's it. Canada is counting on us.
Yeah. What you need to do, I think Trump would approve, is cut down some of those trees and build a wall.
Right.
Build
a wall
out of their corpses.
Yeah. Didn't cost nothing. I'm just thinking on a business standpoint. You know, Trump's a businessman. Didn't cost anything.
Build a tree.
We're
going to
cut those trees down and make those trees pay for it. Moving along.
Stay the fuck out of the north, trees. Cut those fuckers down. Yeah, that's why. Fuck them. That's why.
Yeah.
Quotes from Slapshot? I think we have the fucking toys one.
Yeah.
Brought your cars with you, huh?
Yeah, we're on the road. We're all set to go.
Tell us when.
No, no, that's not the one.
That's
Reggie's talking to the owner, and he's like, they brought their fucking toys with them.
Oh yeah, where's that one at?
That's on the board somewhere. I know I've heard you play it before.
Yeah.
Listen to the fucking song.
The yeah. But the Suzanne sucks pussy one, that's a good one too. She's a lesbian. A lesbian.
Hammerhand. Suzanne sucks pussy.
Yeah.
I know.
She's a dyke.
I know.
Oh, God.
Son of a bitch.
Starts skating after him. Oh, fuck. It's one of my favorite parts of that whole show.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I'll have to get a few more of those little clips.
There you go.
I haven't got new clips in a while, so I'm going to have to get on that one of these nights.
All right. Well, who wants to read meowths? We answered all his questions, right? Did we miss one?
Read it.
Yeah, all right.
No, that's all of them, I think. Hello, Stopcast. Meowth 9000 here. Happy New Year's. A little late, huh? Oh, wait a minute. We missed the show.
We missed the show.
I hope there's a show this week or else it won't be relevant anymore. Answer my question. I got some new socks and underpants and cleaning products for Christmas.
Yes!
What a woman should get. Also got almost an iPhone 6S and an iPad Air 2. I also got a gifted Amazon Prime for a year from my sister. What is cool? You gotta stop laughing, you fucking me off. Which is cool. No new video games, so I'm gonna have to hunt on my own now. Hope your Christmases went good, and I hope you have a good show.
As soon as you said underpants, followed by cleaning products.
Yeah, underpants and cleaning products.
Yeah. Oh, God. Meowf. What kind of cleaning products?
Cleaning products.
I have to know.
Fuck.
Is she talking about like household stuff or like feminine cleaning products?
She says, "I think I broke Mike."
Yes. Yeah.
I think you did too.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking dying. Okay. Where were
Happy
we?
New Year's to you.
Happy New Year.
There you go. Toothbrush, deodorant, electronics, razor, electronic razor, and that type of stuff. So, personal hygiene kind of cleaning products.
Sure.
Yeah. I would say something right now.
I'm trying to keep
it to myself.
I'm trying.
I don't want to break Mike again.
Next email. Thanks, Mouth. Next one says, oh man, it's good to hear the show again. You may have already discussed, but favorite Christmas present? I happen to get myself a PS4 Uncharted 4 bundle and would highly recommend the game. Too bad you fools got an Xbox. Playing a console is a nice change of pace from the PC games I've been playing for the last decade. Regards, Jameson Narlesworth.
What? This motherfucker says, "What? You guys are buying Xboxes? Cool. Man, I might go buy one too." And then, like the next week, I say, "You buy my kids a PlayStation 4."
On a brighter note, I did hear that Xbox and PlayStation was working out an agreement to where no matter which console you play on, you're going to be able to play together.
Really?
No shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which only makes sense.
It's about time.
You know.
You should be.
You couldn't do that with consoles and computers because of the edge aspect, but console to console, yeah, why not? Yeah, they're working that out. So I'm sure they're going to try to work it out to make sure nobody makes no more money than the other one. And as soon as they get that figured out, it'll be a home run. So just wait. Yeah. That's coming.
That's cool.
Shit.
Yeah.
Because there's not very many games that are exclusive.
Explosive.
Exclusive.
Exclusive to one console or the other. Exclusive.
Right.
Halo.
Show title.
Yeah, Halo.
Exclusive. Yeah. Halo is,
I think God of War, that's PS4, right? Only.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, there's a few, but shit, I mean, you know, you take like Overwatch, like, you know, shit like that. There's no reason why everybody couldn't play it together.
Oh, Overwatch, you can sync to your profile from Xbox, like, because I've been playing on PC.
Oh, yeah, your Battle.net?
You can sync to your profile, but I am deathly afraid of getting my fucking profile linked over. Yeah, and getting, just my shit hacked, but I mean, having to play against people who've ranked up and in that playing on the with the controllers, because it's like it's really fucking hard. Yeah,
you're basically starting over when you jump on a console.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool. favorite Christmas presents for you guys?
Oh god,
pretty sure I know PAX is
a douche that I am just loving right now.
What?
Just
it's a left field.
Water bottle tight.
Water
on it.
Is that the battery operated kind?
Skeet, 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 skeet.
It's funny that you know what that sounds like.
Hey, I got electric grease guns. It probably works the same.
Yeah.
He's been in there and darcy shit. Don't even know what it is. Skeet, skeet. It's a really neat squirt gun. And they're trying to blow shit up. You don't know what the fuck it is.
You like Putin.
Putang.
Oh, fuck. All right. It's 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, Christmas is over. You know what sucks about this time of year?
What?
Nothing fucking happens for a month.
Yeah. A little bit of a dry spell.
Well, Valentine's Day kind of comes out, and then pretty soon after that, it's spring.
Yeah.
And if you don't look forward to Valentine's Day, you're single.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the few times a year we get some pussy.
Oh, yeah. So get this. You guys remember 50 Shades of Grey, right? That whole thing happened a few years ago? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I asked my wife, I said, got any plans for Valentine's Day? Are you thinking anything? And she said, oh, I know exactly what we're doing. Because I'm usually the one who plans shit. Yeah, the new one fucking comes out. But so here's the cool thing. Last time we did this, and she said, I want to go see this 50 Shades Grey over on Valentine's Day. I said, all right. But that was when that Chris Kyle movie was out. It was an American Sniper.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we went and watched. I picked up a bottle of whiskey and a bunch of little glass bottles of wine for her. And I got myself a really big Coke. And we went into the theater and I had myself a whiskey Coke in the movie theater.
Yeah,
and she had a couple bottles of wine. We went and watched American Sniper, and then went right across to the hall and went and watched that 50 Shades of Grey 2. Hmm. So I got good and buzzed up and watched one good movie and one porn. And that's like the weird thing was walking into the movie, our former babysitter was just walking out, and Darcy says, "How was it?" She goes, "Oh, you see a lot." Well, no more than we've seen, I'm sure. Yeah. She's just like, oh. You know, had that face like, ugh. Little did I know I was going to be looking at the playroom before very long. So I still don't have one of those in the house, so I'm trying to avoid that. Seems like an investment. Yeah.
You got a big basement.
Yes, I do. Don't have much leather laying around yet, but we could fix that. Shit. Well.
All right.
Good talk.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Stopcast podcast. You can find us at stopcast.net or listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Email the show at stopcast@gmail.com or call us at 209-845-7867. Follow us on Twitter at @J_Stopcast, @Mike_Stopcast, and @PacmanPVP. Catch us live every Sunday night at 10 CST. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show.